Shalom to all. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Mem Zayin. We're starting about the fourth line of the two dots with the quote for the Mishnah She'en Machshavah Yelechas El Achra Oved. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Meirim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amash should have an Aliyah. So this is Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that only the person doing the Avodah, the Kohen, he's the one whose Machshavah makes a difference. Says the Gemara Masisin Doloi Ketana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tana we have a Brisa Amar Blaz Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi tells us Shemati Shabaylim Faglin. I heard that the Baylim could accomplish Pigol, meaning when the Kohen's doing the Avodah, if the owner has Machshavah of Pigol, that passes the carbon. And Amar Rava says, what's his reasoning? Where does this come from? Because the pasuk says, "V'hikriv hamakriv." Literally translated, this means, "And the offerer offers." And so we see the owner of the carbon is being called the one bringing the carbon. Therefore, we learn from here that the owner, the bailim, his machshava could affect the carbon, even though he's not the actual one processing it. Now, Omar Abaye says, "Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, kusri lahu." All of them hold the same thing. The zemachashiv and zeoved have a machshava. If this one thinks and the other one does the avoida, that's a machshava which does affect it and it will ruin it. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Hada Amron. We just quoted Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Lezer, Ditnan. Where does this come from? Mishnah tells us, Hashechel Avik Chavim Shchitas Kshera. If a Yid checks an animal for a non-Jew, that Shchita is kosher. Whereas Rabbi Lezer passels. That's because Rabbi Lezer holds that the machshava of the owner, the non-Jew, is probably for his Avodah Zarah. Memela, when the Yid checks it, it's considered like shechta carbon for Avodah Zarah and it's pasul. So we see the owner's machshava does affect the carbon. And Rabbi Shimon Lazar, where does this come from? Ditnan. It's really Ditanya of a Brisa. Klal Amron Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Rabbi Shimon Lazar says a rule. Now this has to do with Shabbos. We know there's an Isser of Haitzah on Shabbos. One is not allowed to take something from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You can't carry from a private to public domain. And the shear of Haitzah is the normal amount for this thing that's usually stored and kept safe and watched over. So if a person carries out that amount, he's going to be chayv. So this is the rule Rosh Hashanah Lazar says, Kol she'ein kosher latznia. If this thing is not normal to be saved, people don't store it. And ve'ein matznian kamayu. People don't store this amount of it. But hochshir lazet. This guy decided that this thing is good for him and he wants to store it. V'hitz niyoy. And he did store this. And another guy came and took it out. This one is chayv because of the machshava of the other one. Ruvain decides that he's going to keep something, which is strange. It's not normal. People don't usually store it. But Ruvain decides that he's going to store it in his cupboard and he's going to keep it and watch it. And then Shimon comes and takes it out of Ruvain's rishos and brings it outside, carrying it to rishos rabim. He's chayv because of Ruvain's machshava. And so here we see that somebody else's machshava could affect a different person. And now we take all these three opinions and analyze them. Tarvayu ishud rabbalaz rabbiyasi. The other two, meaning Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, hold of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi. Why is that? Because Hashda b'chutz amrinon b'fnimi baya. Now that they say this applies to chutz, something outside the Beis HaMikdash, meaning it applies to Avodah Zarah and to Shabbos related din. So for sure, b'fnim, something related to inside the Beis HaMikdash, namely a carbon, which is what Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi was talking about, of course they would agree to his din. Now Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, less luhud de tarvayu. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of them. Why is that? Don b'fnim hud amrinon b'chutz lo amrinon. It's possible that we only say this din, meaning Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi would say that we only say this din, that the Bailim's machshava could affect the carbon when we're talking about bifnim, inside the Beis HaMikdash, but something not regarding the Beis HaMikdash, something outside, which very often we're less machmir with, so perhaps we will not apply it. We continue this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is led Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds of Rabbi Lezer's svara. Why is that? Because hashta b'Shabbos amrinon b'vayzuchav mibaya. Now that we say this, even by Shabbos, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So do you even have to tell me that we say this by Avodah Zarah? Of course we say it by Avodah Zarah, which is more chamer, and that's what Rabbi Lezer said it by. Where's Rabbi Lezer? Less led Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Lezer does not hold Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Why is that? Because Dilma b'vayzuchav hudam rinon ke'ein b'fnim. Maybe the only reason why we would say it by Avodah Zarah is because that's like panim. It's like inside the Beis HaMikdash. Both of them have to do with shechting an animal. Aval Shabbos, machshavas machshavas hasra Torah. But by Shabbos, the Torah only asks machshavas machshavas. It has to be a premeditated, pre-thought about malacha, and therefore Shimon taking something out because Reuven thinks that this is chashuv is not necessarily something the Rebbe Lezer would be mechayev for. Hashem Olch b'shamay, Mazar finishing the fourth parak of Maseches Vachim. Just like we finished this parak together, we should be zecher to finish the entire Maseches Vachim together, and of course, all of Shas together. And without further ado, moving right into the brand new parak, which is famously known as Ezehu Mekayman. This is said as part of Karbanos every single morning before Shacharis, right before the paragraph of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. We say Ezehu Mekayman and discusses where all the Karbanos are shechted and processed. And something that's unique about this parak is that there is not a single machlokes tanaim in this entire parak of Mishnayos. In the Gemara, we're going to find machlokes in, but in Mishnayos, there's no machlokes whatsoever. So the Mishnah begins, Ezehu Mekayman Shal Zvachim. Where's the proper place of Zvachim of Karbanos? Where are we supposed to shecht it and do the further processing? So first we have a rule. All kachim, anything that's considered the holiest of holies, the higher level of kachim, that's shechted in the north of the Azara. And we've already learned about this earlier in the Masechta. Let's just get our directions clear. When a person walks into the Azara through the main entrance, through Shar Nikanar, he's coming in from the Mizrach, from the east. And to the right is the north, the Tzafon, and to the left is south, Darim, and just about in front of him is the Mizbeach. So the mission just told us that all Kachi Kachim have to be shechted in the north, on the right side of the Azara. And previously we had a machlekes where exactly is Tzafon. Is there a particular part of the northern part of the Azara that's considered Tzafon, or is it the entire northern part? That's not our discussion right now. The general idea is that Kachi Kachim have to be shechted in the north of the Azara. Now that was just the general, and here we're going to describe each carbon that's considered Kachi Kachim, because each of them have a different way of processing. So as the mission continues with, Par Vesar Shalem Kippurim, the Par and Sar that are brought on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, Shechitasam at Tzafon, they're shechted in the north, V'kibul Dam V'chlisharis Bat Tzafon, and their Kabbalah Sadam is also done in a Klisharis in the north. Now the fact that it has to be done in Klisharis is learned from the oil who was brought Har Sinai. It says Vayosem Ba'agonois, and so we learn that it has to be put in a Kli. The mission continues, V'damaton Hazoya Al Bein Habadim, V'al Pareches, V'al Mizbach Hazav. The blood requires sprinkling between the Badim, by the Pareches, and on the Mizbach Hazav. And we already learned about this. Let's just describe in greater detail. Bein Habadim means in between the poles of the Aron. So the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedashim. He stands in between the poles of the Aron Kodesh, and he sprinkles the blood towards the Kapayres, the cover of the Aron. He doesn't actually sprinkle it on the Aron. He just sprinkles it towards, one up, seven down. And then he goes out into the Heichal, and he sprinkles it towards the Pareches. That's the curtain that separates the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedashim. And then he applies it to the Mizbeach Hazav, also known as the Mizbeach HaKtayres. He puts it on the four corners and seven times on the top. And then it says the Mishnah, Matana Achas Mein Makaves. Even one Matana is going to prevent it from being kosher, as we learned previously as well. If he misses out even one of these Matnos Dam, the whole thing is possible. The Mishnah continues, Shiari Hadam, what's done with the leftover blood? It's poured on the western base of the outer Mizbeach. Also, as we had learned before, the Mizbeach Chitzoin, the main Mizbeach, has a base that juts out in Amma, which runs along the north and western walls and juts a little bit into the south and eastern walls. So the extra, the remainder of the blood, has to be poured on the western base of the Mizbeach. However, if it wasn't put there, so it's not Ma'akev, that doesn't prevent the karma from being kosher. Moving on to another type of Kodesh Kedashim, Parim HaNisrafim, Musirim HaNisrafim, bowls and seirim that are totally burned. This refers to Par Helm Darshal Tzibur and Par Kayin Mashiach, and the sari that's brought when the majority of Am Yisrael is out of Adzara. The reason why we're calling them HaNisrafim is because they're completely burned. Shechitasam Batzafayin, they're shechted in the north, V'kibul Dam V'chlisharis Batzafayin, their blood is caught in the klisharis in the north of the Adzara, V'damaton Hazaya Al Pareches Al Mizbach Hazav, their blood requires sprinkling towards the Pareches and on the Mizbeach Hazav. There's no going into the Kodesh Kedashim with this blood. Even one matana which was not done, that prevents it from being kosher. And the remainder of the blood is poured on the western base of the outer Mizbeach. And if it was not placed on it, not a problem. That doesn't prevent the karm from being kosher. And elu ve'elu nusrafin abes hadashen, both of these, meaning the Par Nisar of Yom Kippur and the Par Manisrafim Sirim Manisrafim, they're completely burned by the Beis Hadashen, which is outside Yerushalayim. They're not burned on the regular Mizbeach Chitzoin, they're burned outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So it begins by asking right away, V'nisni Nami, the mission should also teach V'kibul Damen B'chlisharis Batzafon, that their Kabbalah Sadam has to be done in a Klisharis in the north. In other words, when we have the Koteret, when we start out with this main line, with this caption, if you will, Kachi Kachim Shechitasam Batzafon, why doesn't it also say Kachi Kachim Shechitasam Batzafon V'kibul Damen B'chlisharis Batzafon? Why does it leave out the Kabbalah Sadam and only mention Shechita? And the answer is, Kivin Ika Sham Mitzayra, the Kibul Damen B'yadhu, since we have the Asham of a Mitzayra, the Kabbalah Sadam is not done with the Klisharis, it's done with the Kayin's hand. He catches the blood in his hand. Shirei, that's why it was left out, and it couldn't be listed as a general klal in the Mishnah, because there's one Kachi Kachim, namely Asham Mitzayra, as we just mentioned, which is not included in Kabbalah Sadam happening in a Klisharis. As for Valoi, really, it's not caught in a Klisharis, rather, Kabbalah Sadam is done by the hand. It was taught later on, it was taught by Fershin and Mishnah, Asham Nazir, Vasham Mitzayra, Shechitasam Batzafon, V'kibul Daman, V'chlisharis Batzafon. So we see very clearly that the Asham Mitzayra, its Kabbalah Sadam, is done in a Klisharis. The Gemara answers, you're right. Meikar Savar Kibul Dam Biyadhu. Originally, Mishnah thought the Kabbalah Sadam of the Asham Mitzayra is done only with the Kayin's hand. And we're going to see in a moment why that is. Therefore, Shirei, it was left out. Of Akivan Deloy Sagile El Bechli, once it was determined that it's not sufficient unless it's also done in a Kli, Hadar Tanya, it was then taught later on in the Mishnah. Now, where do we see this? The Tanya was taught in a Braisa. The Pasuk tells us, Vilakach. Namely, the Pasuk says, Vilakach HaKayin Midam HaAsham. So you see, we're talking about the blood of the Asham Mitzayra. Now, Yachal Bechli, you might think that when he takes the blood, it should be done in a kli. Tamalarm, that's why the Pasuk also says, Vinosan. Namely, it says, Vinosan a kain al tunuch aizan amatari manis. This is when the Pasuk says that the kain places the blood on the right earlobe, right thumb, and right big toe of the Mitzayra. And what do we learn from here? Manasina ba'atzma shal kain, aflakich ba'atzma shal kain. Just like the Nasina, the application of the blood on the Mitzayra is done with the kain himself. It's done with the finger, as the Pasuk later says, he takes his finger. So the lakicha, the acceptance of the blood, also has to be done with the hand of the kain. So that's a source that the Kabbalah Sadam is done with the hand. Now, Yachol Av Mizbech Kain, you might think that when the blood applications are done with the Mizbech, it's the same thing. It's with the Kayan's hand. So the Pasuk also says, Ki Kachatas Ha'asham Hu, it's just like the Chatas, also the Asham. What do we learn from here? Machatas Tu'una Kli, Af Asham Ta'un Kli. That just like Karmen Chatas, it's Kabbalah Sadam is with the Kli, so to Asham is Kabbalah Sadam is with the Kli. Nimsis Ha'ta'im returns that you say, Asham Mitzayra, Shnei Kahanim Kabbalah Mizdamai, that with an Asham Mitzayra, two Kohanim do Kabbalah Sadam, Echad Biyad, Echad Bikli, one does with his hand, one does with the Kli. The one who caught it with the kli, he's the one that goes to the mizbeach and does the sprinkling. And the one who did kabbalah with the hand, he goes to the mitzayra and he puts it on the right earlobe, right thumb, and right big toe. And so it was only after we had this braisa that we clarified that kabbalah sadam and mitzayra is not only done with the hand but also with the kli. So that's why the later mishnah says that it's done with kli sharis batzafon. But that's again why our mishnah does not give a general rule that all kachet kachim kabbalah sadam is in kli sharis, because again in our havamina we thought that Asham Mitzayra does not have Kabbalah Sadam and a Kli. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.